Hello, my name is Kate, and I'm recording an oral history of Dawn Waterhouse. I'm going to ask questions about the fuel stove that was heated by burning wood that is in the kitchen at Calthorpe's house. Dawn, what do you remember about the fuel stove?
Well, I recall it being a bugbear to me because my chore was to fill the wood box beside the stove every morning. And it was a very cold job in the winter time, going up to the woodshed and coming down with armfuls of wood, bringing it in, and my mother saying, "Don't drop the chips as you come through." And when I came home from school, she had been cooking all day, and I would have to fill the wood box again. So that's my main memory, but I do remember the beautiful smell of making the toast by the fire in the morning, and the coziness and the warmth, and putting our wet shoes beside it, and using it a lot. And the cat loved beside the fuel stove, and the new chickens we used to put in a box near the fuel stove to keep them warm. So it has lots of memories and lovely smell of roast dinners too. But I did wish that I didn't have to fill the wood box.
Oh, it sounds like it had many uses. Who tended the fire and made sure it was hot enough?
Oh, my mother was very good. She could judge whether the heat was ready for a sponge cake or for scones or for roast dinner or for a slow rice pudding. She would put her hand in and wave it around, know just the temperature. And sometimes she would put a brown paper bag in, because if it was really hot, that would scorch, and then she knew it would be ready for scones.
And Dawn, where was your mother's hand put, or the paper bag?
Oh, it was put in the oven. And if my mother was cooking, it was absolutely forbidden to open the oven door ever to see what was cooking, because you would let the heat out and change the temperature. So we knew if there was a fragrance of cooking, you didn't open the oven door.
Oh, thank you. That's really clear. And what was your favourite meal cooked in the fuel stove, Dawn?
Oh, I suppose the Sunday roast dinner would be, and apple brown Betty, and cakes, and yes.
So many things by the sounds of it. And what do you use to cook the roast today? What do you use to make that type of meal today?
Roast lamb, potatoes, vegetables, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, the same. But my mother also, because we had so many apples and so many pears, she used to roast those with the dinner. Very and nice. They made a very sweet and very good little etc.
So do you have a fuel stove at home today?
No. No, they went out that fashion. Though by the time we built our house in the 50s, we only went for electricity.
Mm-hmm. And how was the fuel stove cleaned, do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do. That was another Saturday morning job that I didn't like particularly. And there was a special tool and a little opening at the back of the stove, and you would put this tool in and pull out all the ash that had accumulated behind, mm-hmm. and that made a grey mess of the stove. And then you would wipe that all down, and then you'd get the blacket, and that was a particular name, that was the product name, blacket, and you would paint the fuel stove with it. Mm-hmm. And it was shiny and black, and we'd shine up the little silver herald on the front and be ready for the next week.
Excellent. Sounds like hard work. What was it like working at the kitchen table with the wood fire oven so close?
Oh, mostly Canberra, three-quarters of Canberra weather is fine. You can cope with it. But on a very hot day, my mother wouldn't light the fire. We'd have something else instead.
Oh, how interesting. Thank you for doing this oral history interview, Dawn. It was really interesting.